The Baseball Bat, Chapter 3, The First Practice. The next day at school, after I had gotten the call telling me about the first practice, I saw my new coach's son, Stan, on the playground. I've interacted with Stan a few times since we go to the same school, but we had never been friends or done anything outside of school. I looked at Stan and said, "Hey." Stan replied, "Hey, I hear you're on the team. Are you ready for a winning season?" I responded, "I am. I'll be there on Monday," Stan said. "See you then." Stan would certainly be considered one of the most popular boys in the fourth grade. He was smart and a good student. He didn't get into much trouble. He was a very fast runner and was good at most sports. Given that I am one of the better students too, it would seem like we would be good friends, but Stan lives about a mile from me and has a lot of boys to play with in his own neighborhood close to school. I got home from school on Monday and tried to decide what to wear. I could wear blue jeans. I could wear cutoffs. Oh, I wish I knew what Stan was wearing. I decided on the cutoffs. Now, what shirt should I wear? Would a Detroit Tiger shirt look good, or should I just wear a plain t-shirt? I decided on the plain blue t-shirt because I don't want to be the kid with the Tiger shirt, or even worse, the kid with the Monkeys or Batman shirt. I found my baseball socks, the ones with the two orange stripes at the top. Now, should I wear tennis shoes or baseball shoes? Baseball shoes would be better. I found my baseball shoes from last year. They were a tight fit, but they would have to work for the first practice, even though they were hurting my feet. I hoped I could get my mother to buy me some new ones. For the last decision, do I wear a baseball hat? My hat from last year was a reminder of a poor season, so I didn't want to wear it. My other option was a Detroit Tiger cap with the old English D. I finally decided to go with no cap for the first practice. I stood and looked at myself in the mirror. I still wasn't sure this would make the best impression, but I decided it would be better than any alternatives. When my mother got home from work, I said hello to her, and then I grabbed my mitt and ball and went outside, throwing the ball up in the air. Later, I went in the house and got dressed as planned. My mother gave me a snack, and we headed over to Twin Beach Elementary for practice. I kept thinking that I wanted to do really well. It was a warm, cloudy day for the first practice. We arrived at the school, and we found my team at the closest field to the parking lot. I knew several of the boys, but there were some I didn't know. One boy looked different from all the rest. He talked differently, too. I remember from an F Troop episode that a Japanese warrior was a fierce martial arts fighter, and this boy had eyes like the samurai warrior. He looked at me and put his hand out to shake hands and said, "Hi, I'm Art." I hesitated a little because it was unusual for the boys at my school to shake hands. Secondly, I thought he might try and flip me on my back. I put my hand out and shook his hand. He had a very strong grip. He and one other boy were the only boys on the team as tall as I was. I responded to him, "Hi, I'm Tom." I later learned that Art was born in Korea and had been adopted. He'd only been in the United States for a few years. He went to a different elementary school than me with two other players on the team. The rest of the players on the team attended my elementary school. Stan's father, whom I was told to call Coach, gathered all of us for a quick meeting. "Boys, we're going to have a lot of fun this year, but we're going to practice hard and play hard. All of you need to get along and respect each other. There won't be any arguing with each other, any umpires, or me. What I say goes. If anyone needs to talk to an umpire, it will be me and only me. That goes for parents, too. No arguing with umpires and no negative words should be said by parents about these fine young men. I expect to hear nothing but support, encouragement, and praise when the players do well. None of you are Al Kaline or Denny McClain yet. You all have a lot to learn, so I hope you will all listen to me and try to get better. Have some success and have fun. We will start by taking infield practice. I know you are all hoping for hitting, but we have to be able to get people out. Art and Jeff, both of you get a catcher's mitt and go to home plate. Joe, Will, and Reggie go to third. Stan and Mark go to short. Paul, Dave, and Chuck take second. Bill and Tom take first. Now, let's practice. As soon as he said this, Stan, Joe, and Will started running to their positions. I saw this and took off running to first. I wanted to establish myself as the starting first baseman. Bill took off too, but got there after me. Coach yelled out, "Now, let's get one." He hit the ball down to Joe at third, who picked the ball up cleanly and threw a high throw to me at first. I reached up, caught it, keeping my foot on the base. "Good play," Coach commented. "Now, Tom, after you make the play, get off the base and throw the ball to the catcher." I did as Coach said and was thrilled that he knew my name. Coach then hit the ball to Stan at shortstop, who threw a little wide to me. I was able to keep my foot on the base and stretch my arm to catch the ball. After making the play, I got off the base and threw the ball to the catcher. I was starting to think I was pretty good at this. He then hit the ball to the second baseman, Paul, and he was there, but he threw the ball so low that the ball hit the ground before it got to me. Good first basemen are able to put their gloves in a position so that the ball hits the ground and the ball still gets into the glove. This is called catching the ball on the short hop. I tried to short hop it, but the ball bounced out of my glove. I quickly picked it up, put my foot on the base. Coach yelled, "Paul, get that throw up. Tom, you need to squeeze that glove." Coach then hit one to me, and I was able to field it, run over, and touch first. We kept this going for a while and kept rotating with the other players who were playing the same positions. I made a short hop catch with a throw that hit the dirt, and I could hear Coach saying, "Tom, great play." Bill rotated with me, but really struggled. He didn't have a first baseman's glove like I did and had a hard time moving to the base and making plays. Coach really didn't give him a lot of coaching after a while. Bill was destined for the outfield. Next, I took turns batting with Coach pitching. He was throwing fairly easy. He called each player when it was his turn to hit. All the players got a chance to bat. He would tell each player, "Hold the bat back and swing evenly. We want line drives." I'm not sure why, but I was the last hitter to hit. I'm hoping it was because he didn't want to put anyone else at first base. "Has everyone hit?" Coach yelled. I responded that I hadn't hit. Coach said, "Tom, get a helmet and get up there. Bill, take first." I got my helmet on and grabbed a bat. I wasn't too worried about the coach throwing at me, so I was thinking most pitches would be strikes. I hit a few balls that traveled high into the air. Coach said, "Tom, those are going to be outs and no different than striking out. You need to swing more level and hit some line drives." It sounded like Coach had confidence in me. What a total turnaround from last season. It was as if he saw something in me and wanted to get the best out of me. At least this is what I was going through my mind. I responded and tried to swing more level. I hit a ground ball to shortstop. Tom said, "Tom, much better. You will get on base a lot more hitting the ball on the ground than in the air." I finished up thinking I had done well batting. Gramps had talked to me about goals, and I decided that two of my goals were to be the starting first baseman and bat third in the lineup. The next day at school, I saw Stan at recess. "Tom, you looked good last night. You really impressed my dad." He was worried about having a good first baseman. He had thought about Will, but Will pitches and plays short and third when Joe and I pitch. You should come to the field behind Marty's house on Sunday afternoon and play with us. Thanks, Stan. You really look good, too. I'd like to come to Marty's field. I'll check and see if I can make it. I really want to be friends with Stan, and now it seems like I had the opportunity. Could I be friends with him without getting angry at him about something? I was determined to try. See you at practice tomorrow, said Stan as he walked on. The next practice went even better. I was playing a good first base and hitting the ball well with Coach pitching to me. I guess most of the players on the team had taken what Coach had said to heart because there weren't a lot of negative comments, and I was enjoying playing. Stan came up to me after practice and asked me to come to his house on Sunday and we would walk to Marty's baseball field. My mother was right there and she agreed. Stan was not only the coach's son, but he was our best hitter, fielder, and pitcher. Stan seemed to have it all, and now I had the chance to be his friend. I did not want to do anything to mess this up. On Friday, I was sitting in class, and someone passed me a note, which, of course, was highly against the rules. The note said, "Penny likes you. Do you like her?" Penny had red hair and freckles. I'm not sure I found her to be the best-looking girl in the class, but I liked the attention and wanted to see where this led. So I wrote on the note, "Yes," and handed it back. On the way back to Penny, Drew read the note. I always felt a little bad for Drew because I thought his parents named him after attending an art class. Later during recess, Drew looked at me and sang the first line of a song. Tom and Penny sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Oh no, why did I answer that note? My heart started beating faster, and I replied to him, "I don't like her." He responded that he saw what I wrote on the note, and I said in denial, "I didn't write that." I was still acting like my angry self when I heard any negative comments, but I didn't try to fight on impulse without thinking like I did in the third grade. Hurtful comments still bothered me a lot.